Welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Silk.
Silk?
Silk?
Silk. Wendell is smooth as silk.
Oh.
All right.
That's not the one I predicted. What did I predict he was going to say?
It was better than that.
I was going to say, I'm a big boy, too.
Nope, nah. That wasn't what I predicted.
I'm sorry, Wendell is silk. He's
I mean,
so
he
smooth.
Is. He's awesome. And again, Jay wins the tally game. Greatest all time, G-O-A-T, goat.
Oh, you're a goat, all right. But I don't know if you're greatest of all time, goat.
I mean, nobody brought me to the end to win. Yeah, look at this. I won the game.
We should have had you build fire.
Let's see. Last year, Colleen won. Good for you, Colleen.
I know. I'm great. I'm actually the greatest of all time.
Colleen, you won the year before, so you were back to back, 34-35.
I was. Yeah.
I won season 33 by picking the winner day one. So it's the second time I picked the winner day one.
Who was the winner of 33? Was that Adam?
That was Adam. I picked Adam.
I enjoy losing. I'm from San Diego.
Co-wrong. Colleen won that one with the Michelle pick.
So I am the greatest of all time for real.
I
think Michelle should disqualify you.
There was one year we thought Jack would win it, but he lost it last year.
What are you going to do?
But yeah.
I think I have the record for having someone in the final three, though.
Yeah, but I have two winners' picks. Colleen has... two winner picks and three wins.
How many winners picks have you had?
Actually, no, wait, Jack, you won last. What? How did you not win last season? You got Ben was the winner.
He wagered 10 points, didn't he? And lost all those points? Didn't you guys have the preseason wager? Or that was 2 years ago. That was Millennial Gen X.
Yeah, I think Colleen had the better finale run, but... Anyway,
all I know is Brad Culpepper was robbed, and I still stand by that.
But I am the winner this season.
Yeah, we're burying the lead. There was a freaking tie for the first time ever.
A tie that actually let Wendell win. And I'm surprised it was a tie because I thought Dom killed it.
Because Wendell didn't, from what we saw, he did not have a good
final
trial.
I love Wendell. I have a man crush on him. I thought he played the better game.
You just have a crush on him.
That's true. It's a straight up crush. You're right. It's just a straight up crush.
Like you look so dejected sitting there. And
because I was just like, I thought he blew it. I thought he blew it.
I was so sorry. Like they don't always have good final tribals, but he still played a good game.
I mean, it wasn't as bad as when Anna Kate went home early, but it was up
there.
That
was a tragic day in this.
He still won, so it wasn't as tragic. But like during that final tribal performance. I was like, I thought Wendell blew it. He was being too quiet. I thought Dom did a fantastic jury.
And Laurel had
tribal.
Had a good outing too.
I thought
she,
so.
Because she explained herself well.
She did everything she could.
Yeah. But so this is essentially what happened when Jeff was like, let me go read the votes. And Jay and I both kind of sat up because we pretty much thought that it was going to be Dom.
Yeah.
And Jay was like, we were like, what? And then. I didn't I like
you said,
I
like,
said straight
up
I was like, oh my god, it's a tie. Like
yeah,
I flipped out.
Because Cindy goes, they're gonna read the votes. I go, it's gotta be a tie.
Yeah. No, I flipped out. Like I was jumping. I was like, it's a tie, it's a tie, oh my god, it's a tie. Sorry, Jay just had to lower my audio because I was very excited at this because it was a tie and I was like, oh my god. And then once, I was like, oh, God, Laurel's going to break the tie. And then I was like, this is the perfect ending to this season that broke no curses because it ended with him not breaking the curse by picking the urn.
Oh, yeah,
crazy.
Oh, man.
Well, I was saying when he was talking about going head to head with Wendell the Fire, I go, that's stupid. You're giving me the final three. He should have done it.
Jack, are you talking directly into the mic? Because it sounds like you're going in and out of the mic.
any closer, I'd be behind it. Literally, my mouth is on the mic.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm worn tapping the mic.
So, Wendell pulls out the win. So is it his move to give Laurel the immunity necklace? And she wasn't going to be voted out, but still, like, is that the $1 million win move of the season?
Didn't hurt.
I don't know. I think that Laura would have voted for him regardless.
They seem to have the stronger connection. They did seem to have the stronger connection throughout the season. But I was just surprised the jury went 50-50 just because, at least from my perspective, and Jack, I don't know what you thought, but I thought everybody kind of was leaning Dom except for resting stone-faced Seabass.
Oh, my God.
You hurt my feelings.
His eyes were half open the whole thing.
I actually wrote down during that portion, I was like, is Seabass even awake?
He's like half awake. He's like learned how to sleep awake.
Sleep tribal.
I don't understand why he was so upset.
Yeah, but he was basically saying it was all Dom's plan.
And Dom said it worked. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, how can you fault something that absolutely, you blew it.
And Donathan backed up everything Dom was saying. So that's why Jack, I love your thought, but I thought it was Dom, he nailed it in the final. And it was his to lose, and I just maybe I just read it wrong. But what was your thoughts?
I was shocked that Donathan voted for Wendell.
I was shocked too because it seemed Donathan was more pro Don.
This is why I kind of wonder if that was planned. Like they planned to do a 5-5 split. And like let's see what happens.
It's been a boring season. We gotta have some respect to them.
And that was the other funny thing is I was like in this season, which you know was a little non-eventful. It really definitely went out with a good way to go out. Like it got exciting and then the very 11:59 hour.
And then Kevin Hart showed up for some reason.
We were all so very confused.
Yeah, he's hosting a new show called Wipeout.
TKO, Total Knockout.
Wipeout, yeah. CBS edition.
Yeah.
They didn't even really talk to Wendell at the finale show.
They did.
Either.
They showed his his tryout video,
which I missed because I was peeing.
It was his 2012 video, and that was it. They didn't really talk to him that much.
They learned that the after show is terrible, and they dragged on they didn't announce the winner till what, 20 after.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing is a 3-hour event, and the after show isn't really a separate show. I think it's just one total.
Which is smart. I mean,
which is fine. I don't care. Jack, I know you're a purist, and you're like, I want Rosie back, but I it doesn't bother me as much.
I heard he was a fan of Brian Gumbel.
It was better when she. It was better when Rosie hosted it.
I've heard you've said that a couple of times before.
Jack said that.
I'm not sure.
Maybe once
it's not like him to repeat talking points.
Well, never.
Fact, you gotta repeat them.
But I will say, watching the finale or the post show or whatever, I was looking out for our own podcaster in the network, Mike Bloom,
who I texted, but he never responded.
Well, he's probably a little busy.
I figured he was.
So, but I never saw Mike Bloom, Jack. I don't know if you ever saw Mike Bloom.
I looked. I didn't see him. No.
But wish him well. He's probably doing the red carpet as we speak.
Oh, very exciting.
They're probably doing it live on Rob Has a Podcast. But
we'll do it live.
Do it live.
Oh, I will check.
Well, actually, I mean, we're recording this, so people listen to it. It won't be, but it'll be up on their YouTube page. But, you know, our dear podcaster, Mike Bloom, who is a prolific podcaster, is interviewing them all right now. So hopefully he gives Wendell the airtime that Jeff Probst didn't in the finale show. But
if it's me, give me the check. I don't care about the airtime.
That's true. And to me, I just thought Wendell played the better. I thought it was more subdued. Like he really did. He allowed Dom to be the meat shield, where I really thought he was the brains of the operation in a lot of ways. Like he was just more subtle and more.
What,
and
Wendell?
More deft. Wendell?
I think, yeah. Honestly, I think that they were playing like a game of chess the whole time where somebody would make a move or come up with a move. I think that is reflects on the vote. I don't think that we can say Dom or Wendell dominated the season. I think that they truly co-played it.
So here's my question about the Ben challenge, so the fire-making challenge.
Which we've now decided that they're totally just keeping around because they need to.
I think he even said it in last season's finale show, post-show.
I think he did, but.
He was like, and this, we had it planned, I swear. It's going to be here from this point on.
Well, at least everyone knew about it this time.
Well, did everybody know about it, though?
Well, no, the people in the end. I mean, he said before the challenge,
Yeah, he did, like, about...
That's true.
So you knew what was going to happen. It wasn't like last time where you think, okay, I'm going to win this because I'm taking the two people who can't win.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Great.
Wait, I got it? Okay, of course he's going to win. So at this point now, is there going to be a greater... like, you have to know fire. Like, you, if I was going, I told Colleen this, not that I'd play the game, but if I was going to play the game, you're damn well sure that I would be practicing my fire-making challenge.
Well, yeah, the game always adjusts, which is why they always have to keep it moving. So at some point, maybe it will take another two or three seasons, but at some point, people will start to, just like... You know, they picked off the final three, the third person when there was a final two. And then the person, that third place person became whoever was at final four was the one. So the game always adapts. It always adjusts. Somebody always.
The game is afoot.
The game is afoot, as Tarzan once said.
Well, I'm going to repeat myself again, which I always say. I've always said that you should work on your fire starting skills because you could be on a tribe where no one knows how to start a fire.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you can start the fire, nobody wants to eat raw, crappy rice. And
no, that's true.
I mean, it's always burning since the world's been turning.
Exactly. So
you want to be the person that started the fire.
You want to be Ryan starting the fire. Yeah. But no, seriously, though, you want to be. And plus, like Laurel said, I blew it. I didn't learn how to do the fire. I should have known that was Survivor 101, and it's true. Especially now that it's
a
tiebreaker.
Final three, she didn't have to battle it out.
Yeah, but then her resume was, I can't make fire take me.
But my question here is, you know,
that hurt. She wasn't going to win anyway, but I think that hurt her in the eye. If I'm sitting in the jury,
she wasn't going to win.
I honestly thought that Donna Thin was going to vote for Laurel.
Really? That's how? Oh, they were close.
They were close for a while, and he just seemed like on so much on the outs
the
with
in the background
those
like,
two.
We really need to do something to redeem this season. We need a tiebreaker at the thing, so please.
Yeah, so they sent that same producer that was like, Ben, look under the shelter. We'll tell everybody to look at the bird in the distance.
But
that same producer was sent over to tell Donathan.
Hey, we know you need to do a confessional. Walk this way. Oh, okay, it's right in front of the confessional booth.
See, that guy that threatened Stormy Daniels found another job as a producer for Survivor. He's everybody's handyman.
it's the second time around with the Ben challenge, and it gave Wendell the opportunity. Like, Dom couldn't just vote out Wendell. Do we like it the second time round? I will take my vote out of it because I've been a Wendell fan. He was my winner's pick from the beginning.
You've said that.
Yeah, you said that. No, stop repeating yourself. You're not allowed to repeat yourself on a podcast.
I think it's worse because Jay's repeating himself in the braggadocious way.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Like, Jack, how often have I heard had to hear about the underwater hatch? So you gotta give me this one.
Wendell's his underwater hatch.
Wendell's my underwater hashtag. Wendell's my underwater hatch.
Yeah, okay, that's a stretch. But
Bradley Boo.
if you want to take that as a as the same as the underwater hatch, go ahead. Because
I was also very disappointed on the Westworld podcast. You didn't tell everybody that.
Well, I guess I don't think we talked about it at that point. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. But it's so you know, Mike Bloom, who does the Westworld podcast with us. And one of his most hated people is Lee Sizemore.
It's growing on him now.
Colleen has a crush on Lee Sizemore.
I know. I turned to Jay and I was like, you know, he actually is very attractive.
And I was
have you got hit in the head lately?
Yeah, they kind of look similar, Bradley Boo.
I just had a baby.
And Lee Sizemore. And I'm just
have you been drinking water out of your pond in the back? I mean, I don't know. I'm worried.
Like, have you looked at your husband? Because he doesn't look anything like.
Yeah, we
people.
Actually did have that discussion then.
Like, I guess
it was like I don't look anything like.
I guess
them.
You're in this for my personality or something. I don't know.
Personality is important because that lasts. You know, when looks are gone.
And in my case, they're already gone.
But. No, they both have beautiful eyes, and you have beautiful eyes, too.
Nah, don't try and save it.
Oh, do you think you don't have beautiful eyes?
I do, but you don't believe it. You're just trying to play to my
Well, you did
ego.
Tell me I
Your
have
ego.
Blue eyes.
Which we know is a big one. So.
It's huge. It's huge.
The bigliest.
But yeah, so.
There's a moon, the sun, okay. Jay's ego.
I'm taking my vote out of it because I picked Wendell.
There was a point behind this whole thing.
But how do we feel about the Ben fire making challenge? as an added element to ensure the best players end up at the final tribal council. Colleen and then Jack. Colleen, what do you think?
I mean, whatever. It's exciting to do that, but the excitement of the fire challenge was when it was that like plot device that the, you know, that it was something that was the hand was being forced instead of the producers or Probst being like, you have to, you know, you have to pick somebody to make fire against each other. So while I do appreciate,
but it's always there. The Ben one was lame, but now that's always there. Okay. Does it take away the producers trying to force it?
No, because I do appreciate that they're trying to think of new ways to change up the game. Because I know there are people out there that are purists that are very much into the game was great the first, like, you know, through All Stars. And, you know, once they introduced Idols, it all went to hell. Like, so those people, good for you. But, like, the game, everything has to evolve at some point. So I do appreciate that they're trying. I think we've all made no secret of the fact that we all thought that Ghost Island was kind of a lame thing because when they went to Ghost Island, 9 out of 10 times, nobody did anything at Ghost Island except cry about something. So it was almost like, you know, it was like Survivor glamour shots.
I made fire. Nobody thought I could make it. Sure, I had some gasoline and some sticks.
But see,
and a flint,
okay,
and
at
some
that
matches.
Point, you would think that whole thing like about making fire would come back at the end. Like, what happened to when Angela was there? Why didn't they have all of them make fire? Like, I mean, clearly they couldn't predict she'd be in a fire challenge in the Final Four, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I think now that it's two times and it's, I guess, going to happen all the time.
Work on your fire making skills. I do think that it's going to take a couple of seasons for the game to adjust because, like I said, everything is like a virus, right? Viruses always figure out how to adapt to the host, yeah. So the game will adapt. And then I look forward to seeing what happens after that, I guess. I mean, fire making is exciting. So it was cool that was the, you know, oh my God, there's a tie. We have to go to fire, like, kind of thing. But when people were just, you know, you have to think how many people were using that so it got them out of making a decision anyway.
Jack, your thoughts.
I don't like how the producers and how they kind of take the game out of the players' hands. But in this case, you did have the two best players in the final three, and it did make for an interesting final, you know, finale. Whereas sometimes you go, okay, this is going to be a slam dunk.
You're totally right.
Like Tony versus Wu.
It's been a slam dunk for the past few, like, I mean, it's been for a while now. It's pretty much been a slam dunk. There hasn't really been
right,
a
but like I said, you know, like. But I think if they're going to keep it, they should change it to a different, not just starting fire. So people aren't, okay, I'm going to work on fire, I'll work on fire.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's a standing challenge. It's some kind of thing that maybe something they did during a puzzle making challenge something where it's you don't want it to be where it's expected.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to make fire. No, you're doing the slide puzzle. I hate the slide puzzle. You know, because Dom could have went to the thing. I could beat him in fire. I can beat him in fire. I can beat him in fire. And it's a puzzle, which Wendell's clearly better at. And he could have screwed himself over. Now, if Dom would have taken the chance, then that would have made it that a little more interesting. But if they're going to keep it, they need to mix it up. I don't want it's going to come down to fire. You know, and if someone's there and hasn't worked on fire, then they're an idiot. They shouldn't be on the show. I'm serious. I mean, at this point, you should know and work. Because once you get selected, you don't go right away. You have months. I'd be working every day on fire.
And puzzles. I agree. And
puzzles,
people do that, too. They work on puzzles.
Well, hasn't Sandra always said or that she does all the puzzle apps on her iPhone to prepare for if she ever went back?
Yeah, and so, okay, I think I liked it. Again, no question that I liked the fire making because it kept my winner's pick Wendell in the game.
I'm super big on the universe.
Okay.
Me, the universe. I think the universe
is... You like
is...
the universe? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've said that a couple of times. That's my repeat thing.
I hate the universe.
Well, the universe hates you too. So.
Well, I really? Know.
F you, Spanos.
Yeah. No, but I feel like if Wendell hadn't switched to the purple flag, he would have lost.
Oh, so you think the purple flag switch... No, so was that I was Angela's loss because she was like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I was. This is what I was going to say. I think she, wasn't she blocking the wind for Wendell?
Yeah. So
I think switching sides, not just purple or orange. I go, why would you take the side where you don't have someone blocking the wind?
Well, where's
maybe
the wind
she was
from?
Too
was
nervous
from
to
way?
Even notice the wind.
It was swirling.
What?
But it seemed like the wind was swirling. But at least you have a blocker on one side. I don't know. I would not have switched, especially when you knew it freaked him out.
Yeah, it psyched him out.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. Like, not even the wind to me is it psyched him out. And I think that also purple's my favorite color. So, like, on that level, I wouldn't have switched. But just the wind, I can understand because of nerves. Like, you might not even be thinking about that. But
I think her build was off, too. Like, you went to the medium-sized wood. Right away off of that.
I'm not here to criticize build because I didn't
well, I
know
think,
how to make
I think she was trying to block Ooh. The wind. I think that's what she was doing.
Okay, well, okay. That makes sense.
I mean, I looked at her, what is she doing? I mean, I said, okay, I see what she's trying to do. She's trying to, but she couldn't get enough fire going. Whereas yeah. Silk, Wendell, he just went, all right, I got this. He just kept looking, you see him keep looking at Dom?
Yeah, he's got nerves of steel.
Yeah.
I would want him performing open heart surgery on a pinch if there was no.
No, he looked nervous too. I will.
He
was
did. So smooth.
I was surprised. I was surprised Wendell didn't bring up the fact during when the questions. He goes, "Look, I had this idol in my pocket, and there were several times I could have played it, and nobody voted me out, and I didn't play it.
That's
there
a good point.
There were times people could, and he didn't bring it up.
That's why I was surprised. He did not perform well in the final because there's so many things. Like, why aren't you talking about this? Why are you letting Dom steal the show here?
I think he was taken aback by the criticism he took at first.
Maybe.
I think so, too, because I think
he much different.
Yes.
Okay,
which,
so...
We got to talk about Killer.
Okay, let's before we... The one last thing around the fire okay. challenge that I did want to talk about was Dom kind of floating the idea of giving his immunity away and doing the fire challenge
yes.
with Dom. So, or with Wendell. And he even mentioned it in the post thing, party.
Post show.
So, was that his million-dollar mistake? Or why chance? To me, I was like, why chance it? You have the guaranteed final three. Why risk it? But if he beats Wendell...
It's slam dunk.
It's slam dunk. So, like, is that the mistake? To me, I was like, nah... Make
I don't
guaranteed
think that was
final
the mistake.
Three, but you know, you don't think so?
No, because he could have lost, and then he would have been in fourth.
Yeah, Jack.
Now,
what do you think?
Either way, I will say.
Well,
he's
hindsight,
to come back
I was
again.
Saying. Go ahead.
He's guaranteed to come back again. That's all I was going to finish with.
I was saying the whole time, going, no, go to final three, go to final mm-hmm. three, go to final three. State you're good at you know, stating your case, but. After I go, well, we should have played the fire.
Yeah, but he
needed to get Wendell out, like he was saying. He goes, well, I couldn't make me. He was because Wendell kept winning immunity. You know, he couldn't take him out at five. He couldn't take him out
won
at four.
The final three immunity challenges before the last one, right?
Right.
Final
so there
two
was,
immunity challenges before immunity. The last
but
one.
But even last week he won too, didn't he?
Mm-mm.
No, the mistake
no,
was
he
made
won his first
by
one this
by
week. That's
Laurel.
Why he got so excited.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah,
that's right.
It
he
was Laurel
won,
because he should have won.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, when they didn't try to take Wendell or Dom out at the six, when there were seven or eight people, whatever, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
When Laurel won, they should have taken at least flushed the idols
but
out.
Again, that was Wendell's, like, cool, I mean, if you're titling him Silk, Smooth as Silk, where he didn't make a big deal about it. I was like, Laurel can have it. Where,
yeah.
you know, he bought, not I don't want to say bought that loyalty, but
he did,
to
though.
Where she didn't want to flip on him because... She was loyal to Wendell, and that's...
Yes, because she was going to flip on him before
yeah.
that, and then she was like, well, he did a nice thing to me.
Well, she did. She pulled a Colby. She pulled a Woo. She cost herself a chance to win $1 million.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that Dom made any critical mistakes, because at this point, knowing that he couldn't vote Wendell out, like, there's... Really, then it's in the chance... Like, it's in fate. It's in, like, the... it's, you know, you just the universe's chances. And that's what the producers wanted, right? That's why it went to fire, where, you know, all they did was take a gamble at who they were going to pick to go against this person.
Plus, he got 5 votes.
He did.
It was tie, the first tie
ever.
Yeah.
And that's,
I think we talked about last week.
And we did talk about
Would you want to be that person? Would you want to be Laurel and have to decide who gets $1 million?
No.
Yeah, and it was fortuitous that we did talk about the possibility.
Especially when she did like, they all seemed, all three of them seemed to get along.
Yeah. I think it was neat that how often, especially for a while now, that the alliance that was like the final three or whatever made it to the final three. And then the two best players in the game made it to the final three and made it a true,
yes,
like that, where it was close.
Well,
you
could see it happening because you had Seabass, Angela, and Donathan, who were just were playing terrible.
Yeah.
And especially when, like, keep going to Seabass, when he was just upset and he looked hurt.
Look hurt, or did he look like he needed a hit?
You had 2 votes. You could have voted anybody else, and you wouldn't have gone home. You voted yourself off.
It was kind of the main problem of the season, where you had 2 really good players in Dom and Wendell, and some okay characters. And then you had a bunch of forgettable people, like even that jury.
Oh my god!
There was
Libby.
I was like,
who's Libby?
Melisandre.
I only remembered her because of her nickname.
Yeah, and I was like, well, she didn't really do anything. Like, so there was just
Jenna. I was like, oh, that's the one that's banging Seabass now on the Instagram page.
Can we talk about the jury in this final thing? I want to go back. I want to go back to the jury where they're all beat up and look tattered. And when they come to the final show, wow, they really cleaned up nice. So it's you're kind of disappointed when
that jury's always they're always looking better.
Nah, it's I know it's getting worse and worse, but I mean, it's like they go to makeup before they get to the.
I like that
tribal
camp.
Fine. I have no problem with that.
No, I like the old days where they would come, you know, and you go, wow, I can't believe that's the same person.
Okay.
So I just, you know, it's just something.
All right.
It made it a little more interesting.
You, Colleen, so we talked about him not, you know, doing the fire challenge. You wanted to bring up Kellen at the tribal.
Oh my God. That girl was angry.
Well, did we expect anything less from a husband killer?
I mean,
I'm glad she played to type, frankly.
She was super cranky the whole time. Like, I just
let him finish.
Yeah, like, let him. Can he finish? Can you let him finish? And it was just like, oh my God.
Can I finish?
Now, I admit that I'm not super caught up with Ponderosa this season. I'm going to blame the baby because
I'm
just.
I
haven't been up to par this season.
I haven't watching it either. So.
You know, I'm not sleeping and all that, but blah, blah, blah. Kellen, though, my goodness. I haven't watched all the Ponderosas, but. I seriously think if there was a tie, that if there was a mastermind behind it, it had to have been her, because she seemed to be like directing everybody, like, okay, now you yell at him and you yell at him and what about this? And okay, it's your turn to get yelled at. And like, she was like the mean Oprah.
You hurt Seabass's feelings.
Just look at him. I know he just toked right before this, but just look at him.
We needed one more fish analogy from Seabass, though.
He really did have resting stone face.
He'd been great in the finals. I was hooking people left and right. I mean, it would have been perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just, there was a whole lot of.
She was angry towards Dom.
She was angry towards all of them, but she looked beautiful. I have to give her that. She has lovely color eyes.
She did say congratulations for you.
You like the color of eyes now. I don't want you retconning this.
I've always liked the color of eyes. Just because you think I have poop-colored eyes doesn't mean. Don't roll your eyes at me. Okay, now I just see the white of your eyes, and that's creeping me out. Stop it.
What's wrong with this?
Stop it.
I thought you loved my eyes.
Are you going to flip your eyelids next? Because that's really gross. Stop it.
No, I can't. Don't do that. Even the thought of that, I can't.
Yeah,
stand
I
that.
Feel like I can't look at Jay right now. I'm focusing on this Ninja Turtle thing over here in the corner with the big eye.
The Technodrome?
Yes.
God, do you even care about what I like in life?
No, but I'm looking at an eye that's open that I can see.
She would know Bradley Boo's toys.
She would know Bradley Boo's toys.
What kind of toys?
See, look, you're already imagining them.
Well, you posed the question.
Oh, man. All right. Laurel, any chance in this? Laurel.
Laurel. Nanny.
She had a. I think she had a respectable Nanny. Final tribal. Like she. Spoke.
I don't see her coming back, though.
Maybe. We'll see. Unless it's like, unless they do a season of people that got zero votes in final tribal.
Well, like I said, she's a good player, but she, like I said, she had several chances. But I agreed with her when she was saying, look, you guys wanted me to make moves, big moves, but I would have been on the bottom if I made the move. But she did, at one point, I think, had a chance to flip.
I think it's 7-6.
Yeah, and she didn't. She didn't do it. And she,
when Wingo lost, and she,
no, last week she could have done
yeah,
it.
I think
but
last
she,
week was the,
she was a softie. And once she was a softie, didn't I say
yeah,
even
she
like
she,
you know that was it? Like she clearly doesn't want to make the
they
big
move. They
split
the votes, but she didn't even get one vote. So.
But what kills me is everyone knew that Dom and Wendell had idols, and they never once tried to flush them out.
Yeah.
That goes to the state who they're playing up against.
I say,
now,
yeah,
Wendell and Dom had great games, but again, it almost comes to that Boston Rob thing.
Yeah.
It's easy to have a great game when you're playing against people that just are afraid to play the game.
Yeah,
I feel like that was what Laura was like. Yes, she did have some maneuvers, but when she picked loyalty to Wendell, who she knew was going to beat her over her own game, that was it.
Yeah,
like she may have been able to take some of the angry votes, the angry at Dom votes. And gotten a solid second, so maybe she cost herself what $50,000 instead of $100,000. But
well, again, she gets Dom and Wendell out. Who's the best player left?
Yeah,
but then she doesn't have an. That was her. I think I see her point in that. That was
I see her, but
at
a certain point she, but at a certain point she had Donathan on her side.
Well, she had Donathan on her side most of the game. Also,
right.
Angela voted for Wendell. So if. If Laurel had gotten Wendell out, who's to say that maybe she couldn't have pulled Laurel? Laurel couldn't have pulled Angela in,
yeah.
And you
well,
know,
nobody
Seabass.
Talked to Angela.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I think yeah, I think you're right. I think that's was her opportunity, and she Laurel. Could
you gotta
have made
be ruthless.
Her sub alliance that is there for her once she's ready to cut the head of the snake. Or the
but I think she was hoping.
Are you
that,
there to are you there to win or finish in third?
Yeah.
But like, who? Where was somebody that was rallying troops to cut the head of the snake last week?
What was who was the for Jeremy? Was it Tasha?
It was Tasha and Spencer.
Where Tasha was basically like, "I'm here for Jeremy."
No. Like, Tasha said she made moves, but
put it in the
I
end.
Mean,
she,
I mean, Wendell and Dom yeah. were the power couple.
Jeremy win.
They were the power couple,
Jeremy
and everyone knew
obviously.
They were the power couple,
yeah.
And they didn't. Even go attempt to go after him.
Which, and the whole time
yeah.
They knew they were the power couple.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the whole time. And they said, the whole time, every week, yeah, we got to, if we get to the finals with them, we're going to lose.
Really, Brooklyn was the only one that really kind of went after.
Yeah. And kudos to Brooklyn for bearing the hatchet and, you know, voting for Dom. Like
voting for Dom and then doing the MS walk with him, which I
thought
was cool.
That's kind of like how I always say whoever beats the Yankees in the playoffs, I hope they win the World Series because then you could say you got beat by the best people.
It's easy to say when you have 27.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah,
but you are a very good sport.
I say that all the time.
I am
when
a good sport.
Because when everyone beats my team, which is all of them, I can't lose.
Well, exactly. There you go. But anyway, yeah, so Kellen, super cranky. what about Teen Angel? You know they're bringing Teen Angel back.
He's just so poised, man. Like, I can't. Yeah, like really.
He was the best one at the tribe at the questions.
He was. He really was.
Wasn't angry. Matter of fact.
Yeah.
He voted for Dom, right?
He voted for Dom. Yep.
Yeah. He just said.
And that's why I thought Dom had it because I thought he was leading that voice, and a lot of people were agreeing with Mike. I hope he comes back. I thought he played fantastic, and especially like well beyond his years, like incredible. And his family, like if you saw his family was beautiful. Like his. Mom and dad and sister, like they're cut from a different mold.
Yeah, hate them. Anyway,
what you're saying is he could have been a Goliath.
I would think so. Like look at his dad. Like his dad had a full head of hair. Like my dad didn't have a full head of hair.
Yeah.
So.
What are you gonna do?
How different would my life have been if my dad had a full head of hair?
Oh, you have great eyes. Don't worry.
Yeah, you have great eyes. People look at eyes more than look at hair.
Jack, when people are talking to you, you don't have a hat on. You're like, my eyes are here.
I've
you
had
can lower
people.
Them.
I it's happened before. I haven't seen people since I like ice escapades. I go there and people I hadn't seen in like 20 years. First thing they do is I can see them just looking at the top of my head. I go, yeah, I lost it.
Excuse me, my eyes are here.
And they
Thank
go,
you.
Oh, no, 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 I wasn't looking at that. There was a bug behind you.
I used to have really nice hair,
and now it's really shiny scalp. So,
well,
what are you gonna do?
You're consistent in the shiny.
Look, you don't want it shiny.
Anything else from this episode? I think that it's the Wendell and Dom show for most of the season because the rest of the players just weren't really playing up to snuff. I'm happy that it was Wendell and Dom in the end because I think it maybe saved it being a total boring season. But I thought it was a really exciting end, and I'm really excited that Wendell won because I liked him the best.
So would you have been disappointed if Dom had won?
No, because they were running the game, and I think they both had their moments. Like, I think Dom's move to use the idol, I thought he was maybe a little bit too much showboaty about it, but having the cojones...
Yeah, the cojones.
He knew his audience.
Yeah,
they all crumbled.
50% of them.
Well, but he made the play. Like, he didn't have to actually play his idol. He made him safe the next time, and he got Seabass to flip. He convinced him to flip. So I give credit to that move. So that's why I didn't mind if he lost, because I thought he made that move. I thought was a great
Seabass basically Eric'd himself.
So, I mean,
there's no way you have two votes. And you have a plan that you go home. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Did anybody think that... Because I, at one point, thought that if Dom was so big about going head-to-head with him in the fire challenge, that he should have just sent both of the women to make fire and been like, I'm a man. I'm going to go up against him like a man and, you know, come at me, bros. Like, the women can duke it out themselves.
But then it probably makes you like chauvinist or sexist or something. Maybe.
Well, not say it like that. I just said it in a very Johnny Fair
I
want to
bring
Fair
the
play.
Man with me. You women work it out.
Make no, like I just said that in a very Johnny Fair play way of saying something. Which, my God, that dude. but, you know, just saying like, okay, you guys are clearly 3 and 4. So why don't you duke it out to see who's going to get to be 3? Which I know is also less chauvinistic way of saying it. Just as arrogant, though. But
yeah, I feel it's...
There's a better way to say it. Like,
I don't think there's a good way to say it. Yeah, you two are on the bottom. We brought you along. I mean, it's just...
yeah.
Well, that's when you make it about... You make it more about, like, the other
why
person.
Why am I 3 and 4? Who says I'm 3 and 4?
Well, you don't say 3 and 4. You just... You say it without saying it. Where you go, all right, well, this is my bro. This is... Which... Oh, can we talk about how Donathan and Wendell had, a bro-off going on? Like, I don't know, bro.
Bro.
I was just like, no, Michelle Winner's Edit Michelle was the queen of bro. I know, because Jay and I do that to each other all the time.
We do.
We did it today.
I know. Bro, I know.
Bro, I know.
Bra.
Yeah. What do you mean, bra?
But yeah, to me, like, I thought Dom played that really well, and I thought he had the better final jury. I thought he did a better job there. So I wouldn't have minded if Dom, between the two of them, I wouldn't have minded.
You have to wonder if anyone changed their mind before they voted. Or do they have their mind already made up?
I really think that, like, Kellen organized that tie.
We're going to do something so we can be remembered.
Yeah, she's going to be like, so this Ghost Island, well, who went there and got something? Oh, none of you? Okay.
I would go 100% in, but no one's going to get Chris to agree on it.
Well, here's the thing. Say you know that you want to make it a tie, and you kind of organize that before the vote. But look at who's at the final three, and if Laurel or Yanni is the final deciding vote, you'd have to think she goes Wendell with Wendell's big move to save her in the tribe. It was the
but
tribal
it's all
previous.
About the excitement. We're always going to remember all of them, especially Libby, who's unforgettable. We're always going to remember all of them being the jury that sent
Here's
it
the
to
thing,
a tie.
Though.
Like
I remember Libby's gameplay more than Michelle's.
Exactly.
What did Libby do?
Exactly.
I remember Michelle's gameplay.
I won $1 million, though.
Yeah, true. No, but I just... It was a very exciting ending. That is all I will say. It was a very exciting ending. I'm trying to go through... Wendell, when he built the pyramid, like, out of nowhere, and he was like, Jeff, Yeah. But like the first time,
I love this first song.
Jeff Probst, pick me. Look, don't look at Laurel.
But he did do the pyramid. The one scene we see him, he's got four pieces. The next thing, he goes, Jeff.
It was very quick.
It's like he looked at the pieces and it clicked automatically, and he just did it. So powerful.
Like I know a lot of people have made the comparison. He looks similar to Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino.
He did really look like he looked a lot like Childish Gambino.
But he also was, he had the smoothness of Lando Calrissian, who Donald Glover is playing in the new Solo Star Wars movie.
Have to see that.
Spoiler alert.
It's coming out this weekend.
It is. It's Isn't also on par to be the lowest grossing Star Wars film for opening so far.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Aww. I got a notification.
I still take a cut of it.
Yeah, right. I got a notification about that today. It was like a billion political notifications and then that.
2018, y'all.
2018.
So yeah, I think those are the big things. Jack, any other points for you on this before we get to listener feedback?
Yeah, we got a lot of it.
I think
so.
We covered it all.
All right, well, let's jump into some listener feedback, Colleen.
All right. We got something from Kelly. Hi, JJ and C. I just listened to your chat with Johnny Fairplay. It was interesting, but seriously, fuck that guy.
What, that guy?
He's a gross person. I'm sorry, Randy. That's all I needed to get that out. That's what she said. Kelly D. Kelly,
I think he's just a very honest person.
No, Kelly, if you'd like to hear my actual response with a lot more than just the token PG-13 F word, you can go to this week's broadcast, which will be out on Friday.
Yeah, he played to type. Let's just say that. If you did listen to it or not.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Victoria.
Well, there's no drop off. I mean, it's you're not having to pull information out of him. So as far as that kind of an interview, you know, it's not like you're not getting yes or no answers. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right. Johnny, is the sky blue? 20 minutes later, 17 different insults.
Sandra's an idiot.
All right. Anyway, that aside, Victoria says, yes, this has to be one of the best Survivor. This has to be one of the best Survivor finales. Wendell has to be one of the best strategic players in Survivor. I am so happy with this season.
Not as good as Michelle, because Michelle like slam dunked it, but still.
Yes. Oh, also, I just got a text back from Mike just saying that it was incredible. So he's going to talk to you guys more about that in 2 weeks. Okay. Can't wait to hear the podcast. Then she follows up with, okay, so I had to write back because I was so happy that I actually forgot to add some context, some content. I was surprised that people on Twitter were dragging Laurel for not picking Dom when all he did was pick her because he didn't believe that she could beat Wendell in fire making. She was always just a pawn to him, no connections. I appreciate Wendell for having a strong social game. He formed relationships with the right people, not bossing them around and not being arrogant. Which is kind of funny because they both talked about how they both weren't arrogant, except Dom admitted at the very end he kind of got a little more arrogant. Those who voted for Dom were people who voted early for playing too aggressively, cough, cough, Dez and Chris. Mm-hmm. I also agree with Laurel stating that she did what moves were best for her game. No one on that jury would have taken her to the finale, to the finals. I went to bed early because I was tired of hearing Michael talk, eye roll. Oh, boo, Victoria. And hearing about reversing the curse. Yes, Victoria. Mm-hmm. I'm off to burn everything orange. And buy some purple stuff. Welcome to my world. Everything I own is purple. I wish I would have heard more from Seabass. Really?
I made you pick you. My feelings are hurt. There you go. There's more for him.
And Donathan about...
Wait, what?
Yeah, what? Donathan about why they voted for Wendell. See you guys next season. Yeah, for my chunky Donald Glover, is there anything this man can't do?
Well, you know, Donathan kept saying how honest he was. I'm honest. I don't lie. I don't tell the truth. He told Wendell flat out, I'm voting for Dom. He told Dom flat out, I'd vote for you. Who did he vote for? Wendell.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, calling you out there, Donathan.
That's very true. That is very true. I still kind of wonder if whatever. It was a tie, so clearly they both played really good games.
It should have come down to fire.
So is it me or does this is also Victoria Part 3, last one I promise. So is it me or does anyone else think that the next theme is just stupid and somewhat stereotypical? I love Survivor.
David versus Goliath.
I know Survivor likes to do this, geeks versus jocks, but I'm not ready to hear people say how great they are and hear great victories the next.
It should be a David that wins because the Goliaths, it sounds like their egos are out of control.
Right. Yeah. If the Goliaths win, then this whole theme is just
lame.
I'm still going to watch it, but darn it, Survivor. I'm immediately drawn to Christian and turned off by the Goliaths. Meh. Side note. So we can't talk to the cast, but we have to hear Kevin Hart. Boo.
Yeah. I thought the Kevin Hart thing was lame.
Yeah.
I love Kevin Hart, but I think we've had enough of him for a while.
Yeah, it's a little
oversaturated. I love Kevin Hart. I just didn't need to see him in the middle of the Survivor finale.
And then have like a half-assed Survivor joke.
Yeah.
This is inside. I thought you were doing it.
It's like, I don't know. You've only clearly been working on the soundstage next to them for a little while.
He sold it. He played it hard. He played it hard. But I was like, it's
that's
lame.
Fine.
I'd rather talk to Wendell for like 2 minutes. But
yes.
I get it. CBS has got to, hawk there.
They do. Because they're doing so terribly.
And Kevin Hart's a big star. But again, Kevin Hart, if you keep just like putting yourself out there on every single thing, it's not going to be as appealing.
Yes.
Well, it's the old saying, make hay when the sun's shining.
So, yeah.
All right, let's talk about...
Sun's been shining for a while, but it's, eventually it's going to get cloudy.
Well, I mean, look at Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, come on, do some stand-up, man. It's been too long. He's still got it.
Let's talk about this David versus
Goliath. He still got it. He hasn't done it.
He did that Mark Twain acceptance speech, and he like made fun of Bill Cosby. It was hilarious. Check it out.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it was very good.
All right, I will check that out.
Google Eddie Murphy Mark Twain acceptance speech.
All right, I'll do that too. Okay, so let's talk about the next season real quick, the theme. I feel like perhaps it's a little politically charged and maybe...
Like David versus Goliath?
Like, because you're basically talking about like the privilege versus the non-privilege. That was the entire monologue about or narration about it.
Kind of.
Yeah, I guess.
It was people who've been handed everything versus people who've had to work their way up.
Maybe. I don't want to say somebody that like went to Yale or whatever and got a degree just was handed it. I feel like you still have to work for that degree.
Exactly.
You still have to go to Yale.
I wouldn't say they were handed it.
Don't talk to me about it. I'm talking about the narration they were setting up.
All they'd be doing is cleaning the bathrooms or something. I mean,
I didn't feel that way personally.
I don't know. It's just as I agree with Victoria that we've had the haves versus the have nots, and we've had like white collar, blue collar, no collar. It's just what kind of more mainlining that thing.
I get it. I'm fine.
I would have gone for Ghost Island 2. but that's just me because maybe why CBS won't hire me. I don't know.
Can we admit that James was and Eric were pretty good sports tonight?
They were. I feel bad that they were dragged into it and made part of the show.
Me too. That's why they were good sports about it.
They probably got paid. So
yeah, I would assume
I mean, if they went, well, maybe they didn't.
It's like, I'm giving my $10,000 for this appearance.
On their Survivor history, maybe they didn't. But I.
How about Sia giving some money to Donathan? Is Keith now like, come on?
Oh, Keith.
But James is still in good shape, though.
James is
looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Is that your James Boo there, Jay?
I'll trade a James Boo for a Bradley Boo any day.
Yeah. I mean, he still looks pretty chiseled.
He was
always one of my favorite players. I still to this day, when I wouldn't play, I go, what are you thinking? Anyway.
All right. So our next email is from JP. Here are my final thoughts about tonight's episode. Wendell obnoxiously yelling for Jeff after solving the first puzzle was more predictable than every third word out of Fairplay's mouth being an F-bomb. Wow, with you guys speaking about the NDAs last week, poor Laurel knew the outcome of the game and had to keep it in her for as long as she did. Kudos to Laurel. That's right. Yeah, she's the only one that
we didn't even
actually
talk about. I told Cindy, I said she had to keep this quiet for I don't know how long.
Wow,
I know.
Because if she said something.
Yeah,
she was
I would have been like, okay, give me an extra $10,000 for keeping.
Could you imagine your mom, Jay, being?
No,
being,
it would be out so fast.
It would be on the Coconut Express. It would be on the internet 2 days, 2 seconds later.
We hung out for like 3 hours today. I got so many effing secrets.
He did.
And I tweeted them.
Well, there's one thing. There's one thing she said. I go, why did she tell you? Of course, the person that told her was. I don't want to say.
Oh yeah, I
knew
that. I know this.
I said, "Well, I wouldn't have told that person." So anyway,
that secret has now been disseminated.
You want a secret? You tell me.
Somebody listening.
You want a secret? You tell me.
Somebody listening to this podcast right now has probably just put together exactly what we're talking about.
Because it's not that I keep a great secret. Most of the time, I just forget what someone's told me.
Heard it.
That's the truth. I go, oh, that's right. I knew that. I did know that.
Again, I hung out with my mom for like 3 hours today, and Colleen was like, oh, what you were talking about? I was like, oh, I don't remember.
But as the night went on, you're like, oh, yeah, and I found out this. Oh, yeah, and get this. Oh, yeah, and top secret.
That was the first thing I said, though. I said, why did they tell you? Because you were asleep, because I fell asleep, and this person was texting me. And
that happens?
My wife picked up the phone.
Well, there we go. Okay, finishing JP's email. I still think that Seabass smoked the extra vote. It was fairly obvious.
If they didn't show us that vote, I think that'd be a very good theory.
Lastly, what do you think of this idea for a future season? They should do Survivor Unseen Faces. This season would consist of all the people who do those slow motion challenges, challenge demonstrations during the segments when Jeff is explaining the challenge rules.
Michelle's. That's what I was thinking. Michelle.
You're talking about the swimmer guy that was swimming and just, I go, so the I get it. Yeah, I get what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? That might be interesting.
More interesting than a Michelle season.
Well, clearly they'd be good at challenges since they're responsible for setting them up. Colleen, Jay, and Jack, thanks for a great season and for giving me the pleasure of sitting in on an episode. JP from NJ.
Yes, JP, thanks for filling in.
Yes. Mandy says, what a finale. It's so awesome that Survivor hashtag blindsided all the fans with a tie. Spoiler alert, Mandy. I'm sure you already covered if Laurel made the right choice. So, if Laurel is on the jury officially, is this the best final two we've ever seen?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. How do you not say it's the best final two?
When they literally tied.
You got the first one came down to one vote.
Yeah, but again, like Kelly Wigglesworth, really?
She played a good game. And I hear she likes beef jerky, so.
Too soon.
I'm just saying. That's what I heard.
I heard she'd do anything for it.
I think that was probably, to me, I hate to go back to old school, but that was probably the best one because you had the best
what she did
for rant
beef jerky, allegedly?
From Sue.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But still, I think this one was less about that and more about you had the two best players. I guess you could say because she won so many immunity challenges, Kelly Wigglesworth.
Right.
But like two people that were playing a total game, the outwit, outplay, outlast.
And they're playing it. This is going to sound wrong. They're playing it with each other. I mean, they were, like you said, they were teammates.
The picture of him looking at him like, I was like, that's adorable.
That was adorable.
Yeah. They were teammates, and they knew that they couldn't compete against. They knew neither one would beat each other, and they really didn't until the third person was tie-breaking vote. So they predict the whole game.
Yeah.
But it just circumstances, you know, because you had players that they were
really
lucky they had players that didn't lose those idols. But
they had a Boston Rob season. They had a Boston Rob season without a crazy
Philip Shepherd.
Phil Shepherd. It was just a cast of a bunch of nameless people. And they even had the bitter kind of man bun guy.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I don't know the football player's name, but he was bitter
Grant.
Too. Grant, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grant.
Manny says,
biggest complainer of all time has to be Grant, right?
Oh, you're not going to say that it's Bradley Boo for complaining about sand?
No, because he didn't really last long enough to worry about it. But no, but I think Grant, because he was
sand.
Grant was still upset at the finale.
That's right, he was.
He wouldn't take his call.
But you mean sorest loser?
I don't even know. I think he was mad because he lost. He was mad because he thought his best friend voted him out.
That's the game, though. It's a freaking game. It's a giant board game come to life in real life.
Well, you know, he was a former Charger player, so you got to accept that.
Yeah, exactly. He should have known what losing was like.
Perpetual loser. You're right.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for another great season of podcasts. I will miss you three on my Thursday morning drive to work. Love you all, Mandy. Aw, thanks, Mandy.
Well, call. You know what? You just give us a call. And we'll do like a, you know, you can connect all the calls. We'll just talk to you on your way to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually awake by around then anyway, so. Yeah. You guys don't sleep either, so.
I don't sleep. I mean, I do. I do my best to sleep, but, you know, I get woken up twice a night by a baby. Luckily, he's a 10-minute in and out, so we don't do too much. Let's see. We have one more email from Sean, and I'm going to read some of the highlights here because this is kind of long.
That's what she said. Someone had to say it.
Let's see.
Take your time.
Those highlights are great.
This is fantastic.
Sorry. I just want to read his.
Mandy going to work next week. Silence.
This is like a Michelle's game play right here.
Oh, man.
I don't really hear anything.
All right. Whoa, I'm legitimately shocked.
Telling on this podcast.
I'm going to start this from the tribal council with the fire challenge. Dom's teeth and gums, they look fake. I did notice that, too. I thought that they looked very, very illuminating. Ha, 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 got any paint? Whoa, I'm legitimately shocked that he took Laurel. Guess I was wrong about Angela for final three, unless... Oh no, switching the color will be bad karma for Wendell. He could have reversed the orange curse. Nope, the orange curse still lives. I have a bad feeling about this. Get it? No? Okay. Bit of a breeze as the fires behind Jeff are going horizontal. Yes, Wendell, Tom Brady level of cool, calm, and collected. And Michael, classy.
Whoa. Let's don't insult Wendell like that.
Michael, classy.
I've seen Tom Brady throw many a fit. Last year, as a diehard Patriots fan, I saw plenty of them.
Michael, classy to the end, but I disagree. Laurel really doesn't deserve it. Laurel has a warped sense of her importance here. Good questions from the jury. Michael is the clear leader here. 18-year-old runs the jury. See, I thought Kellen was the clear leader, so interesting.
No, she was a clear killer.
Yeah. go cry, Dom. You were a bully in this game. Own it for Pete's sake. I didn't think he was a bully. Like, if John, you could give me some examples of how you thought he was a bully. I never really got...
I just think it's just his... He's from New York.
Yeah, like having a strong personality doesn't mean that you're a bully. Like I never saw him insulting people. Like Wendell got snippier towards the end with Donathan than Dom really did.
Well, he did kind of say if you're not going to. I guess in a way he was, but.
But no, he wasn't. He wasn't a bully. He was just.
Well, I guess by today's standards, he was a bully.
Today's standards are very low for what bullying actually is.
But I get that. But I'm just saying it's what people perceive now. Okay, he was just saying matter of fact, but you can't. I don't know.
You can't say it's
how it's played on TV too. But
I guess
Dom has a very strong personality.
Yes,
like you said, very, and I just think he's just matter of fact.
Right. Right, I don't think that means that you're a bully. Anyway, moving on. Wendell played the best.
Says the one who's a New Yorker that just speaks her mind.
Yes, yeah. Because I'm not a bully.
You're not.
I do like being in New York and having the horns honk all the time. That's great.
You're not a bully.
Wendell played the best game overall. Just give it to him so we can watch him this weekend in Solo. Buckle up, baby. Not sure how this one is going to go. Can't see Laurel winning. Oh, Michael, voting for Dom. Sigh. Wow. Chris, mature vote. Old school on the island reveal. Love it. Unless they knew it was a tie. Yes. Of course they knew it was a tie.
He goes and counts them.
This has to be why they did it on the island. I love Donathan's expression. Which did you, when Donathan said, oh, it's over now, like, was anybody else like, huh, this feels like it's not really over.
Well, I know, I agree with Dom when you could see his face when they told him that Laurel had the deciding vote. He went, ugh.
Yeah.
You could tell he knew he lost.
But you know what? If there was anybody else up there in the final three, it could have gone differently. And that's what makes it so exciting, is that you swap out somebody else being in the final three, like, it really could have been different.
Or Laurel has to get rid of one of them at 6 and 7, so you don't wait that long, and then there's no way they're going to be there.
Right. I'm just saying, for the two of them, like, at any point, they could have swapped out who was in the final three, and it could have changed. And that's what's so exciting about it.
Yeah.
So
we should have a tie all the time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time. Yeah. She voted for Wendell, right? Yes. 30 minutes minus commercials, and we have to waste time with Kevin Hart and a preview? Sigh. This filler is boring. New season? Let's see how it goes. Oh, brother.
Yeah, it was a good finale. Until they started, once they announced the winner, they should just cut it.
Oh, brother, this is going to be a disaster. I hate these tribe gimmicks. TKO, isn't that just Wipeout? Yes.
Yeah.
It seems like it is, so have a good recording session. Thanks for another amazing podcast season. Talk to you all in the fall. Sean, for the last time, north of Boston. Thank you, Sean. It has been really fun to read your emails in real time this season. Do we want to tally the votes and then get out of here?
No.
Let's tally them.
It is late.
It's very late.
And I got a kid that's going to wake up in like a half an hour.
If Jay would have lost, would you be this peppy?
Nope. I'd be as bitter as sea bass and half awake as sea bass. But
you are kind of half awake as sea bass.
And I only had 1 point going into this day.
Your system is flawed.
No, because I picked the winner from week
Yes, but
one.
It's not a game of picking the winner for week one. There's strategy week
How
after week.
The
like the
most
strategy
weight?
Should matter.
How is think, not having
I,
the
I,
most
I,
weight?
I still think picking the winner should be important.
It has the most weight.
Should be important, but there should be some other factors
involved.
Let's
tally the votes. Maybe somehow I still lost. So,
wait, did you do the math?
I haven't yet. Okay. So let's go through this now. So, in the order, who went first tonight? It was Donna.
I clearly had Seabass. See, as a season, I'm like the team San Diego. Great season.
Nobody,
can't finish.
Nobody had Seabass first. Jack, you and I had Donathan. Colleen had Angela.
I didn't have Seabass.
For a second, we all had Seabass, which means none of us gets points there. At fourth, we all I had Angela, which
gives
that
you a point.
Gets me a point.
I had Angela.
Hold on. You did not. You had, I'm sorry, you had Seabass there, so you do not get a point. You had Angela, too.
I had you sure?
I had Don, Angela, Seabass, Dom, Wendell, Laurel.
I think you wrote that down wrong.
No,
because
you changed it all up because Colleen changed hers. I allowed you to go back and change yours. Because, again, I'm horrible with how I treat this game. Colleen, you had Donathan at 3, so you get no points there. I had Laurel at 4, which was what ended up happening, so I get
no,
a point.
Laurel ended
no,
up
Laurel
third.
Was 3rd.
Sorry, Laurel's 3rd. I'm reading this in reverse order. She is at 3rd.
Cheater.
Jack, you had Dom Anik at 3rd, which gets you no points. And Colleen, you had Wendell at 3rd, which gets you no points. I had Dom at 2nd. That gets me a point. Jack, you had Wendell at 2nd, which gets you nothing.
Well, technically, he was 2nd for a while.
And Colleen, you had Laura 2nd, which gets you nothing. I had Wendell as a winner. That gets me another tally. And everybody else, you get nothing. Because, Jack, you had Laurel. And Colleen, you had Dom. Again, you guys, I think, agreed with my list, but you wanted to change it up to get
We wanted
the
to change it for
to,
points, yeah.
To win.
Well, because we figured it was going to be Wendell. Yeah. I had Laurel going, and then Colleen, who'd you have?
I had Dom winning.
Dom winning. I knew I had to switch it up just to win because I knew Laurel wasn't going to win.
So I got 4 tallies on my pick here.
Yes, you won.
So that puts me at 5 before my 15 for picking Wendell. Jack, you had 6 on the season. Fantastic work. And Colleen, you had 3. But my winner's pick.
I had 3. How the mighty have fallen.
But Colleen, if you would have won, you would have possibly, if Dom would have won, you may have had a chance because you had Dom as your second pick. That would have been 5 points, but he did not win. I won because Wendell, my first pick, week one, I picked Wendell, 15 points. So I end up having the season with 20 points.
So I lost because Wendell won. If Dom wins, I win.
No, Dom won, I won.
If you needed Laurel to win. That was your second pick to win.
Yeah. She was so good during the final trial.
She did do a good job.
So there you go. I am your champion for this season, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Bow down to the greatness that is me. And, yeah, I think it's a good place to wrap up this show. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
No, that actually don't, because we won't read it for a really long time.
That's true, but still, call here. Us anyway. Colleen will talk to you.
Call Mandy. Give Mandy's phone number out.
Come yeah, on. Mandy's looking for something to do on Thursday mornings now.
Who? Give us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. And join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JandJackGroup. Shout out to our podcaster friend and on the Westworld podcast and a few others as well on this network. But Mike Bloom, hope he's having a fun time interviewing on the red carpet for Survivor. Hope he had a good time.
Is he a friend?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, want to especially thank our patrons, the people that make this show possible, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, Ed the Letter Carrier, and Maggie the Magnificent. Thank you so much for your patronage, as well as all of our patrons. You can find a full list thanking every single one, whether they contribute a dollar or more a month. If you can contribute to these podcasts, if you like what we do, the bulk, the majority of what makes it possible, 90% of the funding that goes to all of our podcasts comes from you, the listener. So go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today. If you use Amazon, use the link janejack.com/Amazon for all of your shopping needs. And if you like what we do, give us a review, janejack.com/iTunes for those reviews. And if you hate what we do, Jack's personal email is, well, if you message me, I'll give it to you.
Just send it to the Lost Podcast. I'll find it.
All right. That will do it. Colleen and Jack, thank you for a fun season as I am the winner. I will be a gracious winner, and thank you for participating.
You know, Wendell won $1 million and wasn't as cocky as you.
He didn't get as much airtime, but I have my own podcast. Wendell, you may do that next time. All right, that is it for this time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.